Why the New York School? Well, somebody called them the Second New York School, but as nobody could work out who the first was, they just became the New York School. So how close were they? According to Earl Brown, not very. Christian Wolfe studied with Cage. Brown worked with Cage on a magnetic tape project, but disagreed with him on most other things. Feldman was his own man. In today's parlance, they hung out together in New York in the 1950s, and they all sensed that they wanted to write new music, albeit of very different kinds. Perhaps what mattered was that the rest of the musical world saw them as doing something very different. Cage, Feldman, and the pianist David Tudor met almost every day in Cage's loft apartment, years before such a thing became a lifestyle choice. But some loft, it was so smart that Vogue used it as a location for fashion shoots. It wasn't a place of luxury. Earl Brown records that they were all pretty short of money at the time, and they cooked for one another because they liked doing so, but also because it saved money. So that kept them together. The first work in this concert is Morton Feldman's brief but heartfelt tribute to his childhood piano teacher. The piece is called Madame Press Died Last Week at 90. Written in 1970, it's a short piece scored for two flutes, horn, trumpet, trombone, tuba, tubular bells, two cellos, and three double basses. Feldman later said that the piece marked a kind of turning point for him in the way he composed. It was a move away from graphic notation into some very precise kinds of notation. And the 12 players of the London Sinfonietta are gathering on the platform. And here now is David Porcelain to conduct Morton Feldman's Madame Press Died Last Week at 90.